From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. In this part of the program, two reports on the uprisings in Northern Africa and the Middle East. We start in Syria, where 4 months of protest and a government crackdown are straining the ethnic and sectarian mix. The government and military command are dominated by Alawites. That's a minority sect that's an offshoot of Shiite Islam. The protesters are mostly Sunni Muslims. Syrian officials warn of sectarian war if the protests continue, and that message has spread fear among Syria's minority communities, in particular, Syrian Christians. NPR's Deborah Amos is in Damascus.
Ghassan Mahdi is worried. He lives in Babtuma, a Christian neighborhood in central Damascus, a place of cobblestones and church bells. His shop is tiny, the size of a closet, but he's always made a living until now.
The people are afraid now, walking in the streets. They're staying most of the time in their houses. They are afraid of spending too much money now.
He's convinced that protesters are Muslim extremists, and he wants no part of their demands.
Because they are destroying the Syria in this way.
Syria's Christians, about 10% of the population, have always been a confident minority. Crosses are worn openly here. Christians have a tacit political alliance with the more powerful Alawites, who dominate the government and the military, and the regime counts on Christian support.
The sectarian divide is real.
That's Fawaz Jerjez, a Middle East specialist who made a recent trip to Syria.
At the millions of Syrians who have not actively joined the protesters. Even though they are unhappy with the authoritarian Syrian regime, they are terrified about the morning after.
An Orthodox priest performs an afternoon wedding for a happy bride and groom, but this parish is nervous, says Father Gabriel Daoud. He believes the protest movement is anti-Christian, with aims to undo Syria's fiercely secular system. He does acknowledge that some in his community have joined the demonstrations.
There is a few Christians, but they are like individuals. They want to push the democracy, they want to push the human rights.
Do you think they're right to do what they're doing, those Christians who
I don't believe in them.
What do Syrians believe? Activists say they're fighting for democracy and reform. But pro-government supporters point to other messages. One example, a Syrian Muslim cleric who broadcasts from a private Saudi satellite channel. He preaches sectarian hate, say those who've monitored the broadcast, and some protesters have chanted his name. Activist Assad Al-Achi charges that Syrian State TV has a part in defining the protest movement as Islamist.
They do incite sectarianism sometimes.
How?
By really trying to show that this is an uprising by the Sunni fanaticals.
Aceh moved to Qatar recently for work, but his family is all in Syria, and he watches Syrian TV. He's disturbed by what he sees.
People who can see what the Syrian TV is doing, they're laughing at it. They're actually making videos about it to just mock it. But it is at the same time, on the other side, inciting, creating hardliners, I guess.
Hardliners on both sides, says Paul Salem. He heads the Carnegie Middle East Center in Beirut, and he says 4 months of protest have created a divide.
Yes, I think it has. I don't think it intended to do that, and I think the protests are trying to remain very nationalist and very focused on democratic demands. But once people start getting shot, issues of community and identity certainly are triggered.
In a country that's been stable and calm for 30 years, the past 4 months have been shattering, says Salem. Now all sides agree it's time for change, and Syrians are aware of the risks.
People in Syria do not want a civil war. People in Syria do not want to end up like Iraq or Lebanon or Libya. This is a very, very, very serious crisis. Sectarian tensions are very high, tensions between elements of the population and the government. The government has apparently lost on and off control of certain towns and cities. It is maybe a slow burn, but it is a decided burn.
A slow burn by design, says Salem, by those trying to push for change without pushing the country into chaos. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Damascus.